All right, we're going to get started. Others may join later. I'll ask my wife to pray and we'll get started right away. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. It is a good thing to sing praise unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. O most high God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Father in heaven, we say good morning. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, because you have given us rest and you have allowed us to rest and wake up fresh again to take on the day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability to be in the land of the living. We bless your name. We give you glory, honor, dominion, adoration. Let it be ascribed unto your name. For thou alone art God, and there is none beside you. Lord, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, in your presence, O Lord, we have come to receive honey out of the honeycomb. Father, we thank you, Lord, and present before you, O Lord, I present, Lord, my husband, Pastor Yato, into your hands. Lord, as you lead and guide and let your words flow through him in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God be multiplied unto him. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our days. And we pray for everyone that is in this room and those that are still coming and those that are still sleeping, that you wake them up and remind them to come and join us for this hour of power, hour of worship, hour of praise, and hour of prayer. The time, the golden time we're going to spend in your presence. Lord, it is so great, oh Lord, and so important that we come together and forsake not the assembly of one another. And Lord, as we prepare us for today's service, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will go with us, even as we begin with you. Lord, you have been our song, the glory and the lifter up of our heads, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue in your loving kindness and in your tender mercies towards us, O Lord. And we declare this room open. And Lord, we know where two or three are gathered in your name, as we are doing right now. You are here in our breath, in our midst. And you are here, Lord, to direct to the Holy Spirit, to direct this room. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I declare this room open in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. So the Lord is good to us, you know, and we should always trust in his goodness and his mercies. It is the Lord that doth go before us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. For he doeth as he wills in the armies of heaven, and none can stay his hand, neither can anyone say unto you, what doest thou? The Lord is the Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and the end. He is my shield, my buckler, my high tower. He is my salvation. He has become even my song. The Lord is our refuge. He is our shade upon our right hand. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah that fights our battles. He is the captain of the Lord's hosts. He is the lily of the valley, fairest among 10,000s. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you as we honor you this morning and come into your presence. May we receive of you, Lord, the blessing even from the womb of the morning in the beauties of holiness. As we come, Lord, that you may order even the dew of youth upon us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. Let all the hands that hang down today be lifted up. Let the strength come to the feeble knees. Let our hearts trust in the Lord, and let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee and clap your hands. The Bible says, O ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the corners of the earth and all the deep places thereof. His hands have formed the heavens. He stretched out the heavens alone. Glory to God. We love you, Lord, this morning. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise before the Lord our God. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. They are idols. But the Lord, he made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Hallelujah. O worship the Lord in the beauty of the holiness. Fear before him, O the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you even on today for the glory of God that is in our lives. Make a joyful noise. The Bible says all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp. The harp and the voice of a psalm with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise unto the earth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. The world and all they that dwell in. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for the Lord's name is holy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto the Lord. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face even evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, hallelujah, and the judgments of his mouth. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I will not be silent. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, even in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. For the works of the Lord are great. They are sought out for all them that have pleasure therein. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your promises. Praise ye the Lord this morning. Bless this man, all woman that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Their seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Glory to God. Praise ye, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning, and we give the glory to you and not unto us. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Because you have not left us alone. You have delivered our eyes from tears. You have delivered our feet from falling. You have kept our souls from the grave as it is this day. Hallelujah. Because the living, they shall praise the Lord. The dead cannot. And so we thank you, Lord, because you have heard our voice and our supplications. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord, even from this time forth and forevermore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day will I bless thee. Every day will I praise the name of the Lord for all of his goodness and all his wonders. For when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dreamt. Then saw our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Woo. And they shall say among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Praise the Lord. Thank you for such a time, O Lord, as this, as we just bless your name. Hallelujah. Now, let the saints bless the Lord. His Bible says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands. With it, we can bind all the princes of the air, the powers of darkness, and every such thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord. I will extol thee, O my King, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee. The great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. And I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Good morning, everyone. I just thought I would read out some Psalms this morning and just bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. Today, we are going to do, we're going to pray. We're going to use our faith to believe God for one another. It's a prayer fire room this morning. And our subject is dare to believe. That's right. Dare to believe. And would you dare to believe God this morning? Well, let's read a few scriptures and before we pray together. In the book of Mark, chapter 9 and verses 23 and 24, the Lord tells us that if we can believe God, all we got to do is believe God. We shouldn't worry about how he's going to do it, but he can do it if we can believe it. If thou canst only believe, Jesus said unto him, all things are possible to him that believeth. And look at the man's answer in verse 24 of Mark 9. And straight away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine own belief. You know, that's the kind of prayer we should always pray. You know, when the scripture says in our book of Psalm 110 verse 3 that thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Well, we come to the Lord and say, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. You say, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine own belief. Hallelujah. And every time people trust the Lord like that, glory to God. A miracle follows. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 21, we're just going to read a few scriptures and we're going to pray. Just one kind of a old-fashioned prayer meeting here this morning and just believe God together. You know, verily, verily, I say unto you, Matthew 21 and verse 21. If you have faith and doubt not, not only will you say to this fig tree to do unto it what is done, but you can also say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now that's all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And Jesus, he asked Martha one time, he said, look, do you believe that I am able to do this? In John chapter 11 and verse 26, believest thou this? Do you believe it? Jesus asked, can you believe this? Glory to God. Also in verse 40 of the same John 11, he says to her, did I not say unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, then thou should see the glory of God? Hallelujah. There are many people in the Bible that dared to believe God. Let's look at a few of their testimonies. We know these things, but we're going to use this to encourage ourselves this morning and to pray. And when we pray, we must believe God that God is able to do it. Praise God. Abraham, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, we read the testimony about him. Of course, we know his story, a popular story that everybody knows and we've talked about multiple times. Let's read the account here that Paul gives in Romans chapter 4, you know, from about verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, now this is Abraham now, he believed in hope, he dared to believe that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was also able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. So he dared to believe God. And for 25 years, he waited for that promise. He changed his name even to prove it. And I will be the father of nations. Against all odds, he believed God. Even when he was getting old, even when his wife was old, didn't look like, you know, anything would happen again, but he believed God. And after he had patiently endured, the Bible says he received even the promise. There are some other people that dared to believe God in the Bible, even in the face of death. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They dared to believe God in Daniel chapter 3 and verses 17 and 18. They dared to believe God and would not cave in even at the commandment of the king. And they said before the king, well, if it be so, we know that our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Hallelujah. But even if not, let it be known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, when you have a monarch, an absolute monarch, like Nebuchadnezzar, and you have a bunch of teenagers telling you this kind of thing, your fury rises up. So Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. The former's visage was changed against Shadrach. I mean, he used to like them before, but now it's like, no. So he commanded that they should heat up the furnace 7 times, even beyond the way it was heated before. But you know the end of the story. The Lord was with them. The angel of the Lord visited them right there in that fire. When they were bound and thrown in, they came out of that place alive. And there was no hurt upon them because they dared to believe God, even in the face of death. We will not bow down. And Nebuchadnezzar said, did we not throw 3 men bound into the fire? How come now I see 4 men loose? walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. They dared to believe God. Daniel dared to believe God. Even in the lion's den, he believed God. And God pulled him out of there. You know the story too as well. You know, every one of these people that dared to believe God, they believed God even in the face of death. Hallelujah. Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, because of his faith and his steadfastness in prayer, the people conspired against him. They knew that that's the only way they could get him. So they tricked the king into signing the law. I say, if anybody will pray to anyone other than to the king for the next 30 days, let him be cast into a den of lions, sorry. But the Lord, he sent his angel and delivered this man who dared to believe. And he said, O king, when the king said, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver you from the lions? Daniel said, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lions. Glory to God that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Glory to God. God brought him out of there. Hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb, they dared to believe God. Among the 12 that were sent to spy out the land, they were the only ones that believed. Whereas the others said, we are unable to do it. We are like grasshoppers, and the people are giants, and the land consumes the inhabitants thereof. And we can't go up. We cannot do this. Joshua and Caleb immediately, they say, yes, we can. Whew, glory to God. We can believe God and we will. Hallelujah. And Caleb still the people. Numbers 13 and verse 30. Let us go up at once, he said, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome the land. Glory to God. They were among 12 people that did not believe God. Two of them dared to believe. They believed God. In fact, you know, when the others spoke of evil, you know, and they speak that, you know, we can't go up, these two people said, the Lord, if he delight in us, the land which we have passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Numbers 14 and 7. And if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land. He will give it to us. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Glory to God. That means we will have them for lunch. For their defense is departed from them, because the Lord is with us. Fear ye not them. And so they dared to believe God. And they were the ones that eventually got a hold of the promise. All the others that didn't believe God, they fell in the wilderness because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. And Caleb, one day, he came back and laid claim to the fact that he believed God. In the book of Joshua, chapter 14, we read from verse 7, how Joshua, when he was dividing the land, you know, how Caleb came and staked his claim because of how he had believed God in the past. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 14. Hallelujah. Verse 5, when Joshua was dividing the land, Caleb came and said, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old I was when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy the land, and I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. I dared to believe. And the Lord swear unto me that day by the mouth of Moses, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden up there shall be your inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive these 45 years. And this was a man that dared to believe God, even for strength, even as he got older. He kept believing God. He said, look, I was 40 years old then. I am 85 years old now. The Lord has kept me alive. I am as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength was as then, so it is now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Therefore, give me this mountain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He believed God, and he staked his claim, and he got it too. Glory to God. Give me this mountain. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8 dared to believe God. We pick up the story from verse 5. There was a centurion, a commander of the Roman army that had 100 soldiers under him. And he dared to believe God. Our lesson today is dare to believe God, even against all odds. The centurion said to the Lord, my servant, is sick, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the man said, no need. I believe that if you speak the word only, my servant will be healed. No, right now, you speak the word here, my servant at home will be healed. Now, that's somebody that dared to believe God. He said, I am a man that is under authority. I understand how these things work. I have soldiers under me. When I say to one, go, he goeth. When I say to another, come, he cometh. When I command them to do this, they do it. And so I know that you also are a man of authority in the spirit. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Now, somebody challenged Jesus right there. You don't need to come, but I believe you. Speak the word only. That's enough. Right now, you say, my servant at home will be healed. My goodness. Glory to God. Now, that's some faith and some power in believing God. He dared to believe God. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Other people say, well, come and lay my hand, their hands on him. Other people say, well, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. And so on. This man said, you don't need to come. Speak the word only. Glory to God. Glory to God. You don't need to come. Speak the word only. Now, some of you may be standing in prayer. And we're going to pray in a bit for anybody, wherever they may. At a distance, it makes the Lord no difference. You can say, like this centurion said, speak the word only. And we can speak the word here in the name of the Lord, because we have the power of attorney that Jesus gave us. He said, do these things in my name. We can speak the word in the name of the Lord here today, and a miracle can happen hundreds or even thousands of miles away. Doesn't matter to the Lord at all. All you got to do is dare to believe God. Paul was in a shipwreck almost one time. He had told them, look, when he was being carried with other prisoners to Rome, he had told them, don't set out yet, because we are in jeopardy of, a great storm that is coming. Let's wait a bit but they did not listen. That story is in Acts chapter 27. And because they didn't listen, well, you know, they went in and got into the eye of the storm. And Paul, you know, he stood up and said to them, after many days of abstinence, these people wouldn't eat, you know. They're throwing things away and they're trying to get rid of to make the boat lighter and so forth. Their lives are about to perish. They're in the middle of this storm. Paul had warned them before, but they didn't listen. Now they're about to be perished. And here's what Paul said to them, Acts 27, you know, and verse 21. Paul said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not to have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me, glory to God, the angel of the Lord this night. Whew. And he had already been comforted by the Lord, saying, you know, fear not, Paul, and so on. And so he said to them in verse 25, sirs, I believe God. So therefore, you guys be of good cheer. I believe God. I dare to believe God. God had told us that nothing, God had told me, no one will be lost, but you must stay in the ship. You jump ship, that's not going to work. You must stay in the ship. Glory to God. When you are facing and going through, don't jump ship on the Lord. You know, stay with the word of God. Paul said, I believe God. It shall be well in the name of Jesus. And it was well. The angel, he appeared to Mary. I'm just going through some of these examples quickly. And then we're going to pray because I want to make it just a prayer session. But I got to give these verses of scripture to encourage our hearts. You know, when the angel appeared to Mary and told her something that was impossible to believe. It was impossible to believe because it had never been heard, never been told, never been done, that somebody that did not know a man, a woman, would just get pregnant like that. It could not happen. You know? And so she said, well, how can these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel said, don't worry about it. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. Therefore also, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1, I'm now reading from verse 36. Thy cousin Elizabeth is also now with child in her old age. And she's in 6 months of her pregnancy right now. This is the person that was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It was a 2-for-1 blessing that God was going to do. Bring John the Baptist out of there just a few months earlier. And then bring Jesus also out of there. And, you know, they were going to, God was going to do it. And the angel said to her, nothing shall be impossible with God. So Mary arose in those days and went out to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And it came to pass that as soon as Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that the baby that was 6 months old in her womb bleeped. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And she said to Mary, and blessed is she that believed. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. For there shall be a performance Hallelujah. Of those things that were told her from the Lord. And if you dare to believe today, there shall be a performance of those things that you are believing the Lord for. So we're going to dare to believe. Now, when we are believing God, these are simple lessons of faith, which we know, but we are calling them out today to use for this prayer session. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, when we pray, you know, there is a lesson here told to us in Mark chapter 4 and verse 26. This is the lesson that the Lord said. The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. There are some lessons here. No man in his right mind plants seed and then after a few days go dig it up from the earth to see whether it's growing. You leave it alone, because the earth is going to bring forth fruit of herself. You may do other things like weed away, you know, the weed around it. You may do other things like water it. Make sure that you clear it so it can, things around it so it can have some sunshine. But you don't go dig it up to see whether it's growing. You leave it in the earth. The earth is going to bring forth seed and fruit of herself. Glory to God. But when it happens, sometimes it's a process. First, the blade. You know, it grows a little, little blade. You know, looks like grass even sometimes. You know, and then the air begins to come out. And then the full corn in the air. And you know, when you plant corn, so a few, couple of seeds in the ground, the next thing you know, when this thing comes out into the full corn in the air, it brings forth, you know, hundreds of seed in one single ear of corn, and let alone all the ones that come. It multiplies itself, but it brings forth seed by itself within the earth, because God put that blessing in the seed as well. So will you dare to believe God today in the hall of faith that is written in Hebrews chapter 11? We see all the people that dared to believe God in their generation. They believed God and great things happened. Enoch dared to believe God that he should not see death. Until today, he's gone. He's not seen death. And God translated him that he should not see death. But he, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to believe God. Noah dared to believe God. When the Lord warned him, the Lord said, the rain is coming to destroy the whole world, but you have to build the ark. Glory to God. That's a lesson for some of us right there. You know, the rain is coming, but you have to build the ark. God will give you the wood, the timber, and everything, but you're going to have to build. But he dared to believe God. All the others mocked him until the day that he went into the ark. He dared to believe God. Abraham, when he was called to go into a place where he should afterward receive for an inheritance, by faith he obeyed, and he dared to believe God. He didn't know where he was going, but he looked for a city had foundations whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Faith in the hearts of many of these people, some of whose stories we already read, they dared to believe God. They believe God throughout their situations. You know what? Some of them, you know, they went through incredible things, but they believe God. What more shall I say? He said, "What time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms." Glory to God. They subdued kingdoms. Daniel did. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. We read that already. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed valiant in flight. They turned to fly the armies of the aliens. Whew. They dared to believe God. Women received their dead, raised again to life. Hallelujah. And on and on and on. You know, but they dared to believe God. They obtained a good report through all of that because they dared to believe God. Now, that's our lesson this morning. That's it. I'm going to keep it short because I want us to pray. I challenge everyone to dare to believe God this morning. These people that we've read their testimonies in the Bible that believe God, they were no different than us. They believe God just like us. They faced many things. Bible says that, you know, Elijah was a man of like passion. You know, he believed God. It wasn't anything special about him. It was just a man that believed God. And because he believed God, he got tremendous results. You know, he shut up the heaven one time. He believed God again. And he prayed, and then there was rain. Do you believe God today? Will you believe God for whatever a prayer need is in your heart this morning? It may be for yourself. It may be for someone else. But there shall be a performance of those things if you can only believe God this morning. So let's make it a prayer. A good old-fashioned prayer meeting this morning. What do people do in a good old-fashioned prayer meeting? Well, somebody gives a prayer request, and a cloud of witnesses believe God together with them. That's right. So we want you to give your prayer request, and we are going to believe God. We already received some testimonies, you know, from this room. Incredible testimonies. You know, things are happening. People are believing God. Things are happening. You know, and those people that are believing God that are coming here. Heather, good morning. Good to see you. You were here yesterday to give a testimony, situation with your daughter. We prayed in this room and the Lord took care of it. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Adewoye and Sam and Raven and the other Sam. Good morning, Chioma and Kolapo and Elaine and Veronica. Good morning. And Ebu, we are all here. Good morning. We are going to believe God together. All you got to do is dare to believe God. The word of God will sustain itself. It's called a self-existent, self-sustaining word of God. It is the self-existent, self-sustaining word of God. All we got to do is believe. And if you can say with your mouth and you do not doubt it in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, then Jesus said, then you have whatsoever you say. Glory to God. So let's believe God together this morning. If you have a prayer need, paste it in the chat room, call it out this morning, or better still, come to the stage and let's believe God together. Now, if you have a prayer need, you know, this is a prayer meeting now. We're turning it into a prayer meeting. So this is not a speaking room where, oh, I'm asking you to come and speak or give your reaction to the lesson that we just heard. And so you want to be silent because you don't want to say anything. This is a prayer session now. So don't be silent. You have a prayer need. Come to the stage. Raise your hand. We'll bring you up. Stand. If you can dare to believe God, put the devil to shame this morning. You know, believe God. Speak it out what you are believing. Let the house believe God with you. And you can come back not many days hence when you, God has moved for you. Because the prayer of faith that people dare to believe can cause a shift in the situation. So, if that's you here this morning and you have a prayer need, let's hear it, and we're going to believe God together this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before we go there, let me have my wife give a quick word concerning this and prep the people for prayer. Then we'll have Sister Veronica also give a quick word, and then we're going to pray. And thank you, Heather, for coming up here. We're going to believe God together. So go ahead, hon.
Amen. Praise. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. He said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, you know, God will do it. So we are going to be believing God. And I myself have a prayer request. And my prayer request is this. First of all, I want to thank him, because we have to give him thanks first before we start asking things. I want to thank him for what he is doing in my life. I want to thank you for my children, my grandchildren. Now, I want the Lord to give me more increase. Yes. You know, sometimes I have 6 grandchildren. I want a double of that in the next few years, that the Lord would double it from 6 to 12 in the name of Jesus. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he is able to do all things. So I thank God, and I want increase in everything that the Lord give the increase. He's the one that's going to give the increase. So believe God with me, and believe God for yourself, that whatsoever we ask in prayer, he is able to do it. And let the gates be open. Let the doors be open unto us as we speak. And as we pray this prayer, believing God for the impossible, or whatever we think is impossible, is possible with him. For with God, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. So we believe, we have spoken. As we have believed, we have spoken, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For I believe, therefore have I spoken. That's what the Lord, you know, wants us to do from time to time. And remember his words in Numbers 14 and 28. As you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. So let's believe God together. We heard your prayer request. We'll take it before the Lord. And good morning, Sister Veronica.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. God bless you all. I have my own request. Thank you for calling me up to this fellowship of the brethren, the sense of God. I really want to thank God for all he's doing. I really want to bless his name. I really want to thank the pastor for opening up and hearkening to what God is telling him and pouring out his blessing to everyone through the Spirit of God, through the power of God, because I know pastor have no power of his own. No one can really perform anything except by the power of God. That is why he's special passage he believed the best, and that which he believed God is opening it unto him. So my request this morning is I'm thanking God for all his he has been doing and all he's yet to do. I'm thanking him, and I want the brethren to believe with me. I want more of his word unto me, so that he will enlighten me more in his word. I want God to help me in two things right now. I want to know more of him. I want to have that visitation from God, that I'll be sensitive in the spirit. Anything God wants to do through me, he will tell me where to go, and he will open more doors of ministration. That's what I want from God now, because God is helping me. When we were counting his blessing yesterday, myself, my husband and I were saying, we came to America. How many years? Just less, even before we came to America. I've never been in the hospital bed overnight. Just overnight, stay overnight. Oh, this woman was sick. He slept there overnight. No. If I had been in the hospital, is that they don't allow me to go after giving birth to my children. They said, no, I want to watch you rest. If not, I would have just pushed out the baby and go. Nothing happened to me. But they asked me to rest. Not apart from that, there's nothing like sickness or whatever. Divine health God has given me right from time. My husband, my children. My baby will always say, Mommy, God bless us. My family, our lineage. There's nothing like, oh, he has that one and is inherited from Asians or whatever. And that's how they are. That's what we brought. No. Every one of us, that divine health. I really bless God, because it's not common. I really thank God, thank him, praise his name for all he's done, he has been doing, he is yet to do in my life. But I want his visitation. That when I speak, we went out yesterday. My second person I preached to was just weeping. He was forced to say, hug me, please. I've never seen this blessing in my life. After preaching to him, he gave his life to Christ. He was crying like a baby when I was praying for him. He said he will come today to church. I pray he will come. That man really passing through things. He was forced to share with me. And by the grace of God, 4 people gave their life to Christ through me. I want not just only those that are outside, homeless people. People, tangible people, that they will come to Jesus Christ through me. And I will be seeing them. They will be coming up through me. I want God to visit me more and more. That's my prayer request, one. And I'm praying that all my precious brothers, my mother's children, most especially the one called Anthony, I love that guy too much. God should visit him the way we not expect. It will be fire for God. My mother children, that God should visit them one by one. They will all know Jesus Christ. That's my pain. If they are all in the Lord, I'll be so happy. Please, brethren, please help me to pray. Help me. I want these people not to go to hell. Please. God bless you. I yield my mic here.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Veronica. Yes, we will definitely pray. You know, the Lord said, blessed are those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, they shall be filled. Hallelujah. You can read that, of course, in Matthew 5 and verse 6. All the Lord is looking for is that hunger. You know, that hunger, which is what you are expressing here today. And he said, you will be filled. So I want you to dare to believe God for that this morning. And he'll do it. And we'll pray over my wife that asks for increase in her family. She wants to see more grandchildren. You have asked for increase in your family. You want to see more of them come to the Lord. You have asked for increase in your, you know, spiritual walk with God and things like that. We're going to believe God for all these things. Sister Heather, God bless you. Welcome to the line.
Good morning. Giving God thanks and praise for all that he's doing and for all that he has done and for him being such a faithful, faithful God. The prayer request that I have is for one of my cousins, was requesting prayers for her son, that is 11 years old. His name is Aman with identity. I don't know the details more than what she said. She just said identity. He said 11-year-old identity. So I do not know the drifts of it, but requesting prayer for Aman. And, the second request I have is for my daughter, my third daughter. There's four daughters I have. My third daughter, Lindsay, that she would have an encounter with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We're going to believe God. And
thank you.
Thank you for your testimony yesterday. You know, you did something that you stood in the gap for. Is it Jana?
Jana, yes.
Jana, you stood in the gap for Jana, and the Lord, he did it, and the house here prayed with you. He'll do the same also for Lindsay, as you're believing God. But this other thing you mentioned, it is a global pandemic that is happening among young people. And we really need to pray for this, you know, the younger generation. Identity crisis. I'm thinking that that's what they were saying. And people are getting confused. You know, even young children, they're getting confused now. They don't know whether they are, one day they are a girl, the next day they are a boy, you know, because of this evil, you know, and it's actually time that the children of God need to stand up against these things. You know, we shouldn't be sending our children to school where they are teaching them this nonsense and nobody's doing anything about it. You know, nobody should definitely be paying school fees, you know, to a school that will be teaching this garbage into their children. It's time for parents to stand up. It's time for even the students to stand up and say, no, you know, I'm not going to put up with this nonsense, you know, and they are feeding into the children. You know, they tell them you can be anything you want. You can be fluid. You can be today, you can be a boy. Tomorrow, you can be a girl. Next day, you can be nothing. Whatever you want. You know, and this is complete nonsense. You know, that they're feeding into the, and even some parents are buying into it. Can you imagine that? They're letting their young children, you know, be whatever they want to be. You know, and they think that, I don't know what they think in their heads. But this is the reason why the cup of iniquity is full in this nation. You know, some people think that this United States is the greatest nation in the world. Well, it is the place of greatest iniquity also in the world. I mean, there is more crime committed in this country than anywhere else. There are more babies killed in this country through abortion than anywhere. There are some small countries, there are babies that are born in the year there. There are less than the number of babies that are killed here in the United States. you know, through all these things. I mean, there's confusion everywhere from that top is rotting all the way to the bottom. And the handwriting is on the wall against this nation. You know, so I love this nation like everybody else, but you know, God hates the sin and America must repent. And the rest of the world, some nations are following suit. You know, the cup of iniquity is full. And so we as parents, we got to stand up against this nonsense, you know, that they are feeding into these schools. I mean, it's time for people to protest. You know, I don't know why. Where are all the believers? Nobody's protesting anything. Just, you know, let them go. You say, oh, well, this and that. We need to stand up. We need to protest against this nonsense. And we are taxpayers. We can't use taxpayer money to be teaching this garbage to our children. You know, and I don't know why people would not stand up and fight, you know, for their rights. So I don't have, you know, young children in school anymore. But, you know, I still have grandchildren there. And it is time that, you know, we need to stand up against this nonsense. You know, this identity thing may be exactly what she's talking about. You know, I mean, it's an 11-year-old already is confused. And they are even confused younger than that age now. They're confused at age 3 or age 4 now. They want to be a girl or a boy. They don't know what they are. You know, and there's somebody, you see a young girl that, you know, says that she's a boy. Or a young boy says that she's a girl. Because of all this confusion, all this nonsense that they are feeding into their heads. So I want to come, first of all, against that evil. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray right now. If you are in the room, there is so much evil in our generation. And God hates it. And the crown, the country is rotting from the crown to the foot. It's rotting, you know, and the president of this nation even glorifying that nonsense on television, you know. So we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. The spirit of lewdness, the spirit of the age that is confusing, trying to confuse these young ones. You know, one day they don't know that they are a girl. The next day they don't know if they are a boy because the government tells them that it's okay to be whatever you want to be. But I tell this nation to repent in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, handwriting is on the wall. Now, Lord, I pray for those of our children that may be under this horrible influence. We pray that you will grant the parents the boldness to stand up and fight against this nonsense in our schools. You know, and it is time for us to not put up with this thing anymore. We got to let our voices be heard. And I pray also that you give the parents the wisdom to understand the disastrous situation that this generation is in. You know, to escape. You know, the only way to escape is to come into the truth. I pray for the real knowledge of the truth, which has been weakened from this nation. And so that's why everybody is so confused from top to bottom. This young person that they are praying for today, calling identity, maybe identity crisis, but they don't know who they are anymore. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Spiritual wickedness in high places. The rulers of the darkness of this world, this whole nation, are giving themselves over to iniquity to provoke the Lord to his face. And God will by no means clear the guilty. He's going to visit the sins of this nation upon their heads. But we pray and stand in the gap, Lord. This nation has been a great nation. You have blessed us in this nation. This nation has been the breadbasket of the whole world. You have blessed us. But we have turned our backs against the Lord in this nation. And we want to just, you know, despise all things that are good in this nation. We don't want to call good evil. The Bible says, woe unto those that call good evil and evil good. The Lord will smite the crown and expose their boldness. Now, Father, we pray for mercy, Lord. Inasmuch as we are part of this nation, we confess the sins of this nation. This nation have forsaken the ways of the Lord. teaching the children this horrible nonsense. And we pray for parents. We pray for the young generation alike. As many as are driven into this evil, that the Lord will begin to open their eyes to see the truth. We pray for the spirit of conviction. And we pray the power of God, let the sons of God stand up. Because the whole creation is waiting for this. They are all confused. We need to stand up and show them the right way. Father, we need a revival in our days. Revival that brings people to their knees. Revival, you know, that will prick their hearts and their conscience. That will bring people to cry before the Lord for having forsaken the ways of the Lord. Father, we ask even this morning that you have mercy upon our new generation. The truth of God is completely eroding quickly in the minds of these young people. They don't know anything anymore. Father, those of us who are parents and custodians of these young lives, we pray, Lord, that you help us to teach them the right way. And woe unto those, Jesus said, that will offend any one of these little ones and twist their minds. It's better for them that they have a millstone put around their neck and they should be cast into the sea than to offend any of these little ones or cause any of these one little ones to go astray. This is what the Bible says. So, Lord, we know that the judgment, the axe is laid to the root of the trees and the judgment is at the door. And I pray, Lord, that this thing will not even be once named in the house of God. But these are some of the things that the church will not talk about. And we got to talk about these things. We got to come against it. Can't put our heads down and let this nonsense rule over us or our children. And Father, we pray, Lord, that those who are suffering this kind of identity crisis in their lives and in their minds, that you begin to redeem their hearts from this destruction in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. I've got a few other requests here. My wife asked for increase in her family. She says she wants more grandchildren. Well, the Lord can do all of that, you know. So that means, you know, God should make, you know, their children, her children, fruitful. And we have, you know, we have some newly married in the family. We're trusting the Lord that they will be fruitful and bring forth more children. Father, we thank you. You said give your sons, I mean get daughters for your sons and give your daughters away married, that you be not diminished, but that you should be increased. And may we continue to hear the voice of joy. Yes. The voice of the mother and the voice of the child. Father, bring that increase that she's praying for in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the one that does. You are the one that can create. You've created billions of people upon this earth. It's nothing to you at all. Hallelujah. And you put that blessing right upon us from the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply, you said. We command that blessing to come upon those in the family who just got married or who've been married a few years. And the Lord begin to bring that blessing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Veronica, her desires for her family to be saved, especially the brother that she called out and all the other ones in the family. And this is her desire. And the Bible says, and you shall believe the Lord, you will be saved and your house. May the knowledge of the word of God, the truth of the message of the kingdom get into the hearts of these people. That their eyes will be opened and the Lord will deliver them from darkness and bring them into light. And let their hearts be converted through the gospel, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and come into the inheritance of the saints in Amen. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we know that you said that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. So let it be in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you also, Lord, for Lindsay. Glory to God. We pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, all these things that we put in your hands today, open Lindsay's eyes in the name of Jesus. Bring her into the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God. Thank you, because her mother is standing in prayer. Even now, we believe God together. Is there anyone in the room that believes God? Jesus said, if two of you shall agree concerning anything that you ask of me, I would do it. In agreement today, we thank you for Lindsay. We thank you for everyone that is in this room today. The prayer needs that are in your hearts, spoken or otherwise unspoken. We believe God together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we're praying for your granddaughter Leah, Sister Elaine. Yes, we're praying for her, that God will deliver her also from this thing, and her mother, so that they can both see the light in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, we can't, you know, if somebody is supposed to be a girl that says they want to be a boy and their mother is going along with that, that's confusion. I pray for your granddaughter, Leah. You know, she's not going to be a boy. God called her to be a girl. And God is going to bring the knowledge of God into that family in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Heather, I forgot the name of the 11-year-old that you were praying for. What's his name?
Aman.
Aman. Lord, we commit Aman into your hands as well. In the name of Jesus, this whole identity thing, this generation is gone wild. The world's gone crazy with all this nonsense. And I pray, Lord, this thing tears the heart of the righteous ones apart. You know, Sister Elaine praying for her granddaughter. Sister Heather praying this, Lord, for this person that's known to them. Lord, we are praying for this whole generation that you have mercy and shed the light. The Bible says that we are the light. We are the light. And we must turn that light on. We can't hide that light. In a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Right now, the light is hidden. The voice of darkness is overshadowing the voice of light in this nation. People are silent. We need to speak up against this. You know, we got everywhere we go, we got to come against it in the name of the Lord. You know, and speak up. We got to dare to believe that voice of God will come out and rise to that top. We cannot have this voice of darkness taking over the lives of this young generation. So we're praying today that the Lord will have mercy upon this generation. And may we be instruments of righteousness, even in our time, to show the light. Jesus said, let the light shine through you in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Veronica, for the hunger that is in her soul and in her heart. You know, to want more of you, Lord. You said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. It was such a blessing to be a channel of blessing yesterday, through whom this man gave his life to the Lord. And the emotions poured out. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit will follow up with those ones, that they will know the truth, and that the truth will set them free. That they will know that even right now, they have an opportunity to live their life for Christ, and that they themselves will turn around and be a witness to someone else, and that the truth of the gospel will continue to spread. Well, this person promised to come into the house of worship this morning. And we pray that that will be indeed the case. And we pray for, you know, those who are hearing about the gospel. Jesus prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for everyone else down through the ages that will hear about him through them. He said, I pray for them. They are not of this world, even as I'm not of the world. I pray not that you take them from the world, but that you keep them from the wicked one. And I pray not for them alone, but for all those who will hear about me through their word. But I pray not for the world. Jesus didn't pray for the world. But I pray for these whom you have given me, for they are yours, and you have given them to me. So, Lord, we thank you for all those who are named by your name, even those that are still in the valley of decision, those that are still in the highways and hedges, those that are still jammed in by sin, as many as are ordained to eternal life, those that you have called, you know, those that you have ordained, we pray that you begin to call them and bring them in and begin to add, Lord, to the kingdom of God. Add to the church such as you be saved in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, we want to see a great moving in our time. You gave us a depiction of the great river according to Ezekiel 47. They said, wherever this river gets to, the fishes, there will be a multitude of fish. All things where it touches shall be healed. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, let there be a harvesting of souls. The Lord said we should even pray. He said the great, that the fields are white to harvest, but there's nobody to go in there and do it. Lord, we pray for the true laborers that will understand the real gospel and go out there, the gospel of power, the gospel of deliverance that is able to open the eyes of the blind and set their hearts towards the Lord, able to turn them from darkness to light, make them to see the light. May able, Lord, we pray to convince people by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, for as many also as have put their hands on the plow, that they will not look back. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Veronica, would you like to pray? Pray on any of these topics. Veronica, are you there?
Oh, what say I should do, Pastor?
Pray over these topics. Any of these that you remember that people have called out.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our God, you are a living God. You are God that heareth prayers. And you instructed us that we should pray always, because you delight in the prayers of your children. And you answered them. You have been answering us the way you answer Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's you that answered Daniel. You shut up the mouth of the lion. Father, you are the God of yesterday, today, and forever. We trusted in you. We are trusting in you. Our heart is after you because we know you are mighty God. And there is nothing too hard for you. We know all you have been doing for us. So that's why we are bringing this petition before thee.
Amen.
Oh Lord, my beloved sister, Father, whatever she's passing through, oh Lord, see her through, and Lord, give her testimony.
Yes.
Give her, oh Lord, oh Father, right now, touch the soul of that child, the spirit of that child. We call that girl out from the spirit of this world. Wherever she is, whether she's sleeping right now, she's there, anywhere they have taken their spirit to, the mother is calling on her right now. She sucked the breast of that woman. My sister, hold your breath and call that name to yourself. Claim her. Decree and declare that child must not be lost. And the word of God said, no matter what, wherever she has gone to, the lawful captive, whether she know it or not, she must be captivated by the enemy. But the lawful captive must be delivered. That child is delivered in the name of Jesus. We claim her to you right now, that she will come back to you and say, Mommy, I'm sorry. Oh Lord, open her eyes and her intellect and redirect her destiny to you, to yourself, Lord. It's only you that can do this. Holy Spirit, come through for her in Jesus' precious name. Even the other sibling of her, oh Lord, those children, be with them mightily. And Lord, reveal yourself one after the other, no matter how little they are. Reveal yourself unto those children and let them be the children of my dear sister, fully the children of the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray, Lord, for increase. I myself need such increase, that increment. Children, we need grandchildren. No one will be left out. Even those that are not yet married, they will get married and have their children, their husband by their side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That house, the house of Pastor Yato, will be filled and my sister's joy will be full. Lord, I believe along with them that those children will come forth and will gladden our hearts. We will keep on rejoicing in the house of Brother Adimi in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, because you have heard the request, because you have answered. Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. We worship you. Because there's nothing to have for you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, so them that believe it, they shall have their answer. We believe. That's why we are asking. Oh, Lord, bring it to pass. Give us testimony.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Father, Lord, you do not, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, happy if anyone should perish, but they should come back to the knowledge of the Lord God Almighty. You are not willing that anyone should perish. That's why we are sending us forth to preach your word. Lord, as many that are your seed, they are still wondering about, Father, bring them in. Lord, use us. Use me. Use my brothers and my sisters, wherever they are, to preach, to reach out to these people, that they will come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. At this latter time of harvesting, Lord, the field is ripe. Lord, we need to harvest them. Father, Lord, teach us how to reach out to these people. And as we touch them, as we preach your word, they will accept. You will do the increase. You are alone that can do that. Your spirit, Lord, your anointing, Lord, you will visit them. Even as they hear the word, oh Lord, you will water it. As Paul we sow, and Cephas we plant. Oh Lord, we know. You, the Spirit, will water it. Water the word of God into the hearts of these people that have heard your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for my sibling. Lord, they've heard your word. My elder brother said that his friend is always telling him that it's God who called him. He said, God never called him. I know you have called him. You called him several times. You use different vessels to talk to him. Lord, the way he will understand your calling. Visiting. That's what I'm asking, Lord. Visiting. Visit Alfred. And visit Hallelujah. Anthony.
Yes, Anthony as he's
doing, as we are giving him blessing physically, spirit, and financially. He's, Lord, let him not boast in his power. But he will give his life to you. Fully give his life to you. That his life will be saved and secure in the holy of your hands, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Lord. So many of us have similar requests, even in this house. Lord, grant them. Grant every one of us
Oh Lord, that our relation will not be lost. We will not be happy in heaven and we see our loved ones in here. Oh Father, help us in this
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, precious name.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed this morning.
Amen.
Amen
and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have multiple prayer requests that we are praying about. You know, some young ones who are confused. They don't know whether they are girl or boy because of the evil that is in the land. We're praying for family members, you know, to be saved. We're praying for a hungering and thirsting after the things of God. We're praying for revival in our homes, revival in our cities, revival in our nation. We're praying for increase even in our families. These are the things that we are praying for in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So I'll ask my wife to take some of these prayer requests, and then after that, I'll come to Sister Heather. And if anyone wants to join us in lifting up your voice on account of any of these prayers, feel free to come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, again for this opportunity to lift up our children before you. And here our sister Elaine has given a prayer request against gender dysphoria, going through this, which she's going through this with her granddaughter, Leah. And she has chosen a new name, Queen. She's only 14. It is causing discord in the family. We Christians are accused of hate speech if we don't bow down to the modern narrative. It is so sad. Yes, indeed, it is sad. Lord, there's a new teaching going on, even in this generation, teaching children that, and even youth, Lord, that they can be anything they want. They can be fluid. And you don't have to condemn anyone. Yeah, this is judging. You tell them the truth. They say you're judging them. You're this, you're that. You're homophobia. You are this and that. Lord, we begin to come against the spirit that is flying around in all over the world. Lord, we even in the other, in Africa, it's working now. They are doing it in Africa now. Children are now are losing their gender. They are doing all kinds of stuff. Ah, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, that we have the freedom to speak against evil that is in the land without condemnation. Father, that we may stand up against this evil, even as Daniel stood up in his days and stood up against the evil. And Lord God Almighty, you stood with it. In our generation, that we will not be afraid, Lord. We will not be afraid to stand up and to speak up and to pray against this evil that is going on. Lord God Almighty, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you grant us the boldness to rise up against the evil, to rise up and stand and give a stand and a stand for the Lord in all of these matters, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us be your voice, even in this generation, Lord, to turn children around, to show them the right way, the way of life, in the name of Jesus, that if I know you and the power and your power, that you are the author of salvation. Lord, we know even in this generation, unto what generation, you are going to have a remnant. A remnant that should serve the Lord. A remnant, you say, you pour your spirit upon all flesh. Let's pour your spirit upon our children. Let them not be confused. Take away the spirit of confusion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bring them back from the land of the enemy. For whatever they have been indoctrinated with, Lord, help them, Lord, to set loose. Set them loose in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you are able to do all things. We give you glory and honor and majesty. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You know, so we're calling on all parents everywhere to begin to stand up and begin to speak against this thing. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, he created them male and female. Adam was male. Eve was female. And from the beginning, it was so. Until lately, people are confused because the enemy is doing this. You know, people who are born in one, you know, as a gender of male or female, they're now saying their gender identity is different. What is that nonsense? You know, so, but we need to start speaking against this. Parents should no longer be silent. You know, we need to start speaking against this in the communities. We need to start not only pray, prayer is good, but we got to open our voices. So come out against it. Don't matter whether they say it's hate crime or not, or hate speech or not. It is not hate speech. We got to call out, you know, and we got to sigh against all the abominations that are being done in the land. There is a story in Ezekiel chapter 9. That talks about God's judgment that's coming upon the land. But before he did that, he sent, you know, one of the, you know, strong angels to go out there and take, you call it the ink horn rider. You know, he had an ink horn, he had a pen, and he needs to go ahead and mark the head of all those that are sighing for the abominations of the land. And after that, he said, all the others should come behind them with the drawn sword and begin to destroy. And let the judgment, he said, start at my sanctuary. You know, so we, the children of God, we need to speak up against this thing. We need to be numbered among those who are crying out against the abomination of the land. And we must not partake in this because the judgment of God is going to be swift. You know, but here is the time for us to pray for our loved ones and our grandchildren, and they will not be dragged into this. But we got to be vocal. We have to be vocal against it. You know, so whatever it takes, we've got to stand up for the truth. And this, you know, we've already received two prayer requests in this room just now. Can you imagine all the others that are going on everywhere? You know, so let us pray, continue to pray, but we encourage everyone to stand up against this as well. God bless everyone that's in the room. Sister Heather, you, as long as you are on the stage, I'm going to ask you to take prayer over any of these things we've prayed for today, if you would like to do that.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, O God, for your goodness, dear God. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for all that you do over and over again, O God. And Father, we bring before you the prayer request that was prayed for, O God, and that was stated here, O God. Heavenly Father, praying for the families that are going through this with the children that are having identity dysphoria, as it is referred to, O God. Heavenly Father, ask you, God, to equip the parents, oh God, that they would know the word and speak the word and speak the truth, oh God, and stand firm in you, oh God, and for the discord that it creates, oh God, among siblings, among cousins, oh God. We're praying for the healing of the family, dear God. Heavenly Father, that they would seek you even the more and give it to you, Father, and that you would guide us, oh God, on how to deal with this as a crisis, oh God, within the family, oh God. Heavenly Father, we want to put you first in everything that we do, oh God. Heavenly Father, we seek you for everything, oh God, because you know everything, oh God. You are our Father, dear God. So we ask you, oh God, to meet the needs, oh God, in these prayer requests, Father. Heavenly Father, oh God, I ask you, oh God, that they would know the word and speak the word, oh God, because it's the word, oh God, that's going to break the yokes of bondage that is created, oh God. Heavenly Father, equip them, oh God, that if they need to do fasting, oh God, if they need to, whatever it takes, oh God, that they would be equipped. They are built for this, oh God, Father. We were born in this generation, oh God, oh Father. It is the time that you chose for us to be here, oh God, as parents, as grandparents, or as the children, whatever it is, oh God. So, Father, we ask you, oh God, that we would stand and be equipped, oh God. Stand firm in your word, oh God. And as the pastor said, speak your word only, dear God. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do, for the intervention that you're going to take, oh God, for the supernatural, oh God, things that you're going to do, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the increased knowledge that we would receive at this time even, oh God, for the revelations that you would bring forth. We thank you and we bless your most holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody that joined the room. We're bringing the room now to a close.